haven't defined it.
Could be a separate thought. Could break the X-ray machine in our...
Well, I don't care with Camp David if I can't swim anyways. Doesn't help much.
I would think this... I'd rather not have him swim while he's still at the temp.
Yeah, okay. There's not people exposed to you. Attorneys and lawyers are happy.
Got it.
Yeah. If we're here, and you don't want...
Yeah.
There's going to be too much conversation, so why don't you go up, perhaps?
Well, I would suggest to stay as normal and routine as possible if you go up around noon or 1 o'clock.
Now, let's put it this way. If there's no fever, Mr. President, swimming could be concerned.
If there's sure. Sorry. The point is that they say that what I thought that was concerning me was what was said with regard to this last week. In other words, that's what you said, didn't you?
Oh, yes. This much longer. Viral did last much longer than the bacterial.
Than flu.
That's right, sir.
So?
But many people have no symptoms relevant to this patch on the X-ray or X-ray disc. It could last for...
We just got to help. 3 o'clock.
You should see this man no more than 30 minutes.
This guy will tell Henry, for once, to get him the hell out of here. He's a bad mouth anyway. Shield is worth saying 5 minutes. So what I thought you said is that the clinic would be at a steep tree.
We can arrange so that the people that will see him.
It will be.
Anywhere we go, they'll see you.
The main Navy clinic here.
That's not a good idea if we can afford that. I'd rather not report it out at our own pace if it turns out that.
Conceivable that the chest x-ray doesn't show an actual pneumonia. You've got some crackles there, and oftentimes they're subclinical viral. Then we have to follow if he's got a viral infection associated with some fever and a cough,
He hasn't shut because he's got too much strain. You're uncomfortable on that side.
Not that bad. It's better. Better this morning than it was. It's better in the last couple hours than it was in the night. That's when it was tough. But it wasn't that bad either. And it was uncomfortable.
Yes, pretty uncomfortable. Had a tough night. As far as not getting any sleep and the fever.
Sure.
So everything was magnified.
Many nights I don't sleep.
Well, should we leave it by 9:30? Can we do it earlier or something?
Well, we're doing it 9:30 under the guise that we didn't want anybody to know until we have to let them know. Yet, this is not a problem in terms of we should let them know because curtailment of activities, and we could do it anytime.
No, the trouble is not. I think it'd be better not to have the x-ray be the first thing that comes out from people. But how do you know the character and whether or not we want to decide to curtail schedule and announce. So could you do it? What's the earliest you can do it and have a reasonable chance of getting
it? Well, I think then 6-7 o'clock.
So then why not just go over about 6 or 7 o'clock at the end of the day?
7 o'clock the traffic is,
yeah.
6 or 7 o'clock the traffic is resolved or reasonably, the clinic
right.
Reasonably
in. Go in there and take a shot. I'm just going over to look over the clinic and see if the doctor needs to operate properly. To visit a friend.
Okay. 6 o'clock.
We don't have an x-ray machine in the White House.
No, we had one here, but we had one done in some place that the thing wasn't used and it became inoperable.
Let's think in terms of
6:30. Most of the traffic will be putting on the weekend.
6:30 we can move it in. Well, that's what we need. We got our answer and we'll know what to do. Okay.
Right, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, there's no reason you cannot. I just know that you cannot first hide this circuit.
No.
But the other point is, what the hell's wrong with us?
It's not.
If you're sick, you're sick.
See, if it's that, I would say that no public would have
been. Let people worry about you.
That's right.
I'd get the hell out of the hospital, too.
No.
Why not?
No, I think you're right.
Stick around here.
Yeah.
I just read the news summary on her and so forth, and I'm glad I
is some misinterpretation of going in and making notes as they're reading the document.
No, I understand that. They're to go in, read the document, walk out, make the notes. That's what I said.
That's right.
They're to make copies. They're not to do that. They're to make the copies when they come out. And speak. As far as he's concerned, his solicitude for dealing with rather interesting gentlemen. Dean was unable. I'll have to be able. I'll be ready just about 5 minutes.
Okay. If I could see you, push
the call. Of course. Of course. You're just way out here. I won't be long. Down to the court.
just ought to be
maybe right here. Kind of shocked to him, certainly. You notice too.
He's moving in all the
time. He knows what happened. You probably didn't see all the play.
Can't see it. My position center hasn't changed. I finally got to the point where he's actually
in the newspapers. Yeah, you're arrogant, Senator.
You notice I said Senator. All the way through. I have a little secret for you. Amusing. Small. I was curious about what Reed was set up to cover. I had a check in my own way. The conversation, to my surprise, because I never questioned it, Haldeman did not question it, did not start out, "Hi, John, Bob tells me you've been doing a great job." The conversation began and said, "John, I understand you. Had a lot of hard work over the last 2 weeks. Do a lot of work over the last 2 months." Okay. That's the way it started. That's the way it started. And all of them has this, I need to know. He will so testify. "John, I understand you've had a lot of, you've been doing a lot of work to see," which of course, that was the handling of the 93 people on the staff. He lied again, see? All these little lies. Haldeman killed him on that.
By the time Haldeman gets to him, he'll be in ruins. He got, I think Mitchell just destroyed him. He heard him. We know what Morris knows.
What?
We know what Morris knows.
Right.
On the
what's March 21st?
My God. Morris is the one that told him.
Come see the president.
You've got to see the person.
You know, many, the idea that he said Mitchell was involved and all of them were involved. He did not say that. He did not say that. He mainly went into the business of the blackmail. That was the purpose. He said Mitchell could be Haldeman. And the conversation, the telephone conversation of the 94, is very significant when he asked for the appointment. We can't use it for other reasons because we have the Stonewall thing. Which is perfect, all right, if you put it in the context of Moore's meeting, but you can't use it. But I asked him, I said, "Now, John, is anybody in the White House involved?" He said, "There's not a scintilla of evidence involving anybody in the White House." And sitting right in that chair, goddamn him, on the 21st, he didn't say anything. He says, "Erlichman's got a problem." I said, "What the hell's it?" I said, and he said, "That's because of the break-in. All of them's got a problem because of the $350,000. That's all. Nothing new about that.